It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
It's good to have you on board for another Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we've got two great guests to talk to this weekend. The first one is Dick Figgins, the man behind Dick Knight Spoons, located in Lake Stevens, Washington. He's going to tell you a little bit about these iconic lures and about the fact that they still catch kokanee and trout like crazy. At the end of the show, we'll talk to Lance Mers. He's representing Max Lure Company, and he'll join us with some suggestions on where to go kokanee fishing here in the greater Northwest and a lure you may want to use when you do so. Speaking of kokanee, that's what's leading off this weekend's edition of What's Hot? Right here in the Pacific Northwest. Brought to you every week by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store on Everett Mall Parkway in Everett, where they have plenty of kokanee gear, which will come in handy for the 9th annual Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby that will be kicking off bright and early Saturday morning, the 19th. You can get your tickets at several local sporting goods stores like Ted's in Linwood, Greg's Custom Rods in Lake Stevens, John's Sporting Goods in Everett, Holiday Sports in Burlington, and Three Rivers Marine in Woodinville. Tickets are $25 each, and proceeds benefit the Lions Club and the Snohomish Sportsman's Club. Prizes this year are $1,000 for the biggest fish, and the prize money goes down to fourth place, which will get you $100. There's a kids division too, with prizes ranging from $100 to $50 for first through third place. This is always a lot of fun, and a report from Ted's Sports Center indicates the fishing has been good for 10 to 11 inch kokanee here lately, with the potential for a fat 13 incher that could get you into the money on Derby Day. Good luck to everyone who chooses to fish Lake Stevens next Saturday. We've got some more Western Washington bass fishing reports for you, courtesy of the posters at northwestfishingreports.com. Hogs On is one of them. He fished Flowing Lake in Snohomish County last weekend and used rubber worms to catch 16 largemouth bass, averaging a pound and three quarters each in a very good morning of fishing. His biggest bass, 3 pounds. Heading south to Taps Lake in Pierce County, Kenai Wild took his kid out for a day on the water, and that boy reeled in a nice 2-pound smallmouth that he was showing off at the boat launch. Find out more about how the fishing is near you at northwestfisheryreports.com. Out on the Sound, ling cod are being targeted by anglers, and for good reason. The season for lings is short, but they sure are tasty. State creel checks indicate the hot spots last weekend were Marine Area 7, where 55 anglers were checked in with 24 ling cod at the Bellingham Ramp, and Marine Area 4, where 27 anglers brought in 19 ling to the ramp at Olson's Resort in CQ on Saturday and Sunday. Speaking of big, good-tasting fish, there's going to be a short catch-and-keep sturgeon season on the Lower Columbia from the Wauna power lines to the mouth starting May 14th and continuing on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays until June 4th. You can keep one sturgeon per day measuring 44 to 50 inches long from nose to fork with a 2-fish annual limit. Heading east of the Cascades, the Rod Meesburg Walleye Classic took place last weekend at Potholes Reservoir. The winner of this event, held out of Mardon Resort, was a team of Brad Phillips and Ty Whitaker, who brought in 36.6 pounds of walleye to the scales in 2 days of fishing. The biggest fish of the tournament was a 6.6 pounder. 53 teams and 106 anglers competed this year, and if nothing else, I think this shows the walleye fishing is definitely heating up at Potholes Reservoir. And now you are in the know about what's hot on the fishing front this week in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're talking to Dick Figgins. He's the owner of Dick Knight Spoons out of Lake Stevens, Washington. And Dick, you've been making your spoons that are catching trout, kokanee, salmon, steelhead, and more for a long time. How long now?
1935 they were brought out, so it's 80-some years, a little bit older than me.
It's actually a lot older than Dick. But let's talk about your spoons for trout season. A lot of folks right now are trolling lakes for trout. And a Dick Knight spoon, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, isn't it?
Oh, Dick Knights have been putting fish in boats for as many years as I can remember. Since I was 11, I've been fishing them, and I haven't been disappointed yet.
Are there any tried and true colors for our Western Washington lakes that seem to work, or at least that sell more than others?
Yeah, the frog color, it's chartreuse with blue spatter on it, is real popular. And then, of course, all the old standby colors, nickel, brass, copper, 50-50, red and white. Those were the original five. They were catching all the fish back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, so there's no reason they're not going to work now.
A couple of things I've got to ask you. When it comes to a Dick Knight, it's got that single sidewash hook. Do you put bait on it or not? I've seen people do it, but I have a feeling you're going to say no.
Yeah, you're right. If you put anything on the hook, it's going to kill the action. These things weigh a 16th to an 18th of an ounce. So if you want to put something on it, we have DNAR Dick Knight attractant. That it's a gel scent. It sticks to the blade. It makes the lure smell good to the fish, but you don't kill the action. You put a piece of corn or a worm on the hook, and it turns into a rudder.
Now, normally we'd give out the website at this point, but the fact of the matter is Dick Knight spoons are literally found at any quality sporting goods store around Washington State, around the country. But can people order online if they want to?
Oh, they can. I suggest they don't. I'm a horrible salesman. You're going to pay a lot less if you go into the store, because I'm required to charge full suggested retail if I sell it. And so you're going to be paying almost $5 a lure plus shipping. So go to your local sporting goods store. They have them.
So do not go to dickknight.com. Again, do not go to dickknight.com to buy your lures. Go to your local sporting goods store. Pick up some of these great spoons. They've been catching fish for decades, and they still work great. Thanks, Dick.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
It's time for another Max Minute.
Fish on!
Brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again, Lance Mers. And Lance, let's talk about some of the better kokanee fishing destinations around the Northwest. When you think of places to go catch kokanee, what comes to mind? And don't say Lake Chelan, because that seems to be the first thing that just about everybody thinks about when they're talking about kokanee.
Well, it's because it's a destination mecca, John.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But there's a lot of other places in the Northwest
to
catch kokanee.
Absolutely. You know, there's all sorts of good places. Lake Roosevelt's a good one. Lake Ponderay over in Idaho. Hayden Lake over in Idaho. You know, then you go farther south. You know, you got Yale Lake, you got Odell, you got Merwin. There's all sorts of lakes that have great kokanee fishing in them.
Another couple that come to mind for me, Dvorak Reservoir, mm-hmm. is starting to make a comeback over mm-hmm. there in Idaho. We have the world record kokanee, of course, that was caught out of Wallowa Lake. Now, that population basically busted a few years back, but I expect to see that fishery starting to build back up. I wouldn't be surprised if it's as early as this year, and I think you're going to start seeing some of those bigger kokanee again. Green Peter Reservoir is another great place in Oregon to go catch kokanee.
Well, you know, kokanee are cyclic fish, so if you're fishing a body of water and the fishing isn't so good, wait a couple of years and you'll get back into it. But one of the things that I like to use is called the Double Whammy Kokanee Pro, and it's basically a wedding ring, okay, and it's got a UV Maxler Smile Blade, and it's got two hooks on it that don't have a gap in them at all, because kokanee have such soft mouths, it allows you to get a better hookup. And I always say that two hooks are better than one.
Well, there you go. We've given you all sorts of ideas on where to go kokanee fishing here in the Northwest, and now you know what lure to use. It's the Double Whammy Kokanee Pro. Look for it at a sporting goods store near you or online at maxlure.com. That's all of the outdoors we got for you this week, but don't worry, we'll be back next weekend to do it all again. It happens every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard only here on Fox Sports KRKO.
Looking for that extra something that will get more salmon or trout into your boat? Then check out the Double D Dodger from Max Lure. The Double D does double duty and helps you catch more fish. The Double D's flash attracts lunkers, and the Dodger's patented stop-start action works wonders to get those fish biting. The Double D does even more by acting as a side planer to get your bait away from the boat where the fish are more likely to be and more apt to strike. The Double D Dodger, it's the Dodger you've got to have from Max Lure.